Australia's next Chief of the Defence Force will be the first from the Navy in more than 20 years. It's a major shake-up for our military's top brass. Here with more is Federal Politics reporter Dan Jervis-Bardi. Dan, who is Vice Admiral David Johnston?
Well, David Johnston is one of the most senior people in the ADF. He joined the Navy when he was just 16 in 1978. He spent almost half a century since working his way up through ultimately now to the most senior position in our Defence Force. So it was announced today by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Defence Minister Richard Marles that Vice Admiral Johnston will be the successor to General Angus Campbell, who'll be the one in charge of the military. So it's been clearly a lifelong journey for him from like I said, as a 16-year-old, and now he's here with the most senior position in our Defence Force.
Yeah, and Albo described Vice Admiral Johnston as someone who had the experience, intellect and resolve to steer the ADF through, and these are Albo's words, a complex and rapidly changing global strategic environment. Is that political speak for shit's getting real with AUKUS?
With AUKUS is one of those things. I think this reference to these really complex and changing global strategic environment, it certainly is sort of military speak, but it's a reference to the fact that there's tensions in the region. We know that China is becoming sort of increasingly is a presence and wanting to expand its presence in the region. So that's one factor. We know that there's conflicts in Europe, obviously in Ukraine at the moment. There's one in the Middle East, in Gaza. It's often referenced that these are the most sort of unstable, volatile conditions since World War II. And, that was a reference from the Prime Minister that whoever takes this job is going to guide the military through this period of real volatility. And Vice Admiral Johnston, as someone who spent his entire working life essentially in this, is well placed to do that. So yes, to cut a long story short, it is a reference to shit getting real. And the Prime Minister certainly thinks that he's picked the right person to be able to guide us through that.
You mentioned volatility. Obviously, with a new defence chief means the previous one is departing, and the volatility that General Angus Campbell dealt with during the 6 years he was in the role was really a lot closer to home at times. It was a tumultuous tenure. How do you think Angus Campbell's legacy will be written?
Well, I suppose, as is the case with all of these things, it depends who you talk to. I think as we reflect on his 6 years in charge, there was some, obviously it coincided with the end of the conflict in Afghanistan. I think most notably, like you said, there was issues close to home, the Afghanistan war crimes inquiry, the spotlight that put on the culture of the Defence Force, in particular the SAS. We know that there's been a Royal Commission into suicides in among veterans. So I think, like you said, I think he'll be remembered as someone who was in charge at a time of, whether the spotlight was really put on the culture of defence, but also the way in which defence treated its veterans. And I think both of those things are going to be things that Vice Admiral Johnston is going to have to, it's neither of those things are finished. It's an ongoing task, and it's something that he's going to have to be very conscious of and doing ongoing work. So I think, as always, it'll be a sort of mixed legacy for General Campbell. I think different people reflect on him in different ways, but certainly he was a polarising figure for some, and it'll be interesting to see the way that history writes, remembers his time.
Indeed, and it'll be interesting to see how Vice Admiral David Johnston goes in the years to come. Federal Politics reporter Dan Jervis-Bardi, thanks as always for joining us on the Nightly Five.
Thanks, mate.